Welcome to Palestine Today, service the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Tuesday, September 28, 2010. Israeli settler attacks in a number of locations in the West Bank as Navy commandos capture 8 boats heading to Gaza. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli settlers attacked on Tuesday morning some areas in the village of Kariot, south of Nablus, and broke into some houses, local sources reported. Residents of the nearby Sara village told media that they have seen settlers riding horses carrying blades and clubs heading to Kariot. The residents said that the settlers threatened to kill them all. Abu Bashar, resident of Sara village, said that settlers broke into 2 houses. However, some youth from the village clashed with them and forced them to leave. Najla Abdel Fattah told media that 3 settlers broke into her house and threatened her. Also, near the northern city of Nablus, another group of settlers trespassed into the olive orchards in the village of Awarta near and stole olives. The villagers told media that settlers came from the nearby settlement of Yitzhar, adding that this is not the first time they invade the fields and steal the olives. In the meantime, thousands of settlers rallied near Damascus Gate of the old city of Jerusalem. The Palestine news agency Wafa reported that settlers chanted anti-Palestinian slogans calling for expelling all Palestinians from Palestine. Eyewitnesses reported that Israeli police closed the road that leads to Silwan, that is very close to the old city. They added that shop owners closed their shops to avoid an expected settler attack, which is, according to eyewitnesses, a typical action by the settlers. In Hebron, an Israeli court released 12-year-old Karam Khalid Dana on bail after spending 8 days in jail. Dana was abducted by Israeli troops after being assaulted by Israeli settlers near his school on September 21st. The kid's family paid 2,000 Israeli shekels to get their son released. Head of the Palestinian Prisoner Society in Hebron, Amjad Najjar, condemned the abduction of the lad and said it is against the law to jail a 12-year-old child. In other news, Israeli commandos captured the boat Irene, which was heading to Gaza coming from Cyprus. Israeli sources said the boat was boarded by Israeli Navy officers and was towed to Ashdod port without any violence. The 10-foot catamaran bearing the British flag left Cyprus on Monday with a desire to reach the coastline of Gaza and was taking passengers from the US, UK, Germany and Israel, all of whom are Jewish, including 2 journalists. All passengers were arrested and interrogated by the Israeli police. As soon as the boat stopped in Ashdod, dozens of Israeli peace activists, including families of the Israeli passengers, gathered at the port to protest their arrest. According to the international campaign to end the Gaza siege, more boats will be sailing to the Gaza Strip in the coming couple of months. In the Gaza Strip, 3 Palestinians were killed when Israeli aircraft bombarded an area close to Al-Burayj refugee camp in the central part of the coastal region. The 3 were identified as Ala Abu Zneda, Auni Abdul Hadi, and Muhammad Eid. Israeli sources said the 3 are members of the Islamic Jihad movement in Palestine. Another house was damaged as a result of the Israeli shelling. However, no casualties were reported. By this, we come to the end of our report for today. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Qassis and George Rushmawi.